Welcome everyone, Baz Hashem, continue Pel Yoyitz, Ois Aleph, discussing Oino'a in Shin 113. V'yadua, Shetchilas Dinoi Shel Adam Shoylom Oisoi. Imagine you were giving a test. You had to take a test, and you were told the questions to the test. Basically, you can figure out the answers, right? You're giving a test before the test. It's great. You can prepare yourself. Well, we were given the questions that will be asked in the future when we stand in front of Hashem. And one of the questions will be, and the first question will be, we'll be honest in business. And I know the moment is to make sure we were honest in business. Or did we try to trick people when they came to business? Nasasa v'nasato b'emuna. This is the first question that will be asked. Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, from an Aleph, in the bottom of the Amud. Tells us the Pel Yoyitz, V'ateyach b'Hashem, when the trust in Hashem, v'noyse v'noyse b'emuna, chesed Hashem yisoy v'venu. But a person who trusts in Hashem, especially when you see everyone else, or other people, that are not being honest in that specific field that you're in, it takes tremendous gevura, tremendous strength, not to say, oh, you know, they're being successful and they're cutting corners or they're doing this and that wrong. And look at me, I'm working so hard, what do I have to show for it? But chesed Hashem yisayvena, one who trusts in Hashem, it's very difficult because you see these other people being atzliach. Well, looks to be atzlacha, but it's not real atzlacha. Uvechas Hashem hitashirenu. As Shlomo HaMelech tells us, the bracha of Hashem will make a person wealthy. A person will not lack any bread. His parnasa, his mezainos will come in a permissible fashion. V'nachas v'revach v'kavod. Ashrov bo'ilam hazeh v'toiv lo'i lo'ilam haba. Fortunate is this person here in this world, and the good he will have lo'ilam haba in the world to come. And it's a tremendous nisayon. We look at the world, we get into the business world, and you speak to people, whether they are currently in the business world, whether they were in the business world, no matter what the situation is, past, present, and unfortunately, there are stories they'll tell you of lack of honesty in business. There's no question about it. When it comes to mominous money, the Yetzirah gets so involved and he shows the blind person, and this an expression over here, so many ways of doing something in a permissible fashion, but really it's not permissible at all. That's what the Yetzirah's job is. He disguises, he blinds the person in fact, and he makes it look like it's all permissible. Avol kegoyin zeh amru, the Gemara in Erevin tells us, Adam nikar bekisai, a person is recognizable bekisai, with his kiss, how he deals with his money. Sheyagbir sichloi, v'yichboi shes yitzroi, v'yisratzi berotzen gomor, afilu im hayenichnes tachas ha'evsha shiyomis berov, kidei shelo yiliyo yitzrosh lefni amakum. He says, so far, a person should go that even if he would, God forbid, Rachmanu Litzlan, die in starvation and not to do things illegal in front of Hashem. What's considered to be illegal? Osir? That which the Torah says is osir. Kach choy v'sein v'kach no lando. This is our responsibility and this is good for us to follow in the ways of the Torah, to be honest in business. Ma'agam ki l'fi ha'emes ha'bor doyshe Hashem. As we say in benching, lo yachsuru chol toiv. Those who seek out Hashem will not miss any good. V'hoylech b'soim yeylech betach. And those who go b'tmimus, we have discussed numerous times, nevin shiurim. Those who go b'tmimus, complete emuna mitochin Hashem, yeylech betach, will trust in Hashem, will not lack anything. Now obviously at first it's going to look like the person's lacking. He doesn't have, maybe in the first it could be a little while, That's all part of the Nisayin. V'zeh klal godol l'chom milei shenavshoi shal adam mis'avir lehem v'machem adoson. V'prat b'momon shuchaviv l'adam, even more so when it comes to the Yetzahara of money. The Yetzahara shows him memtes panim tor l'taris asheretz. It's an expression that the Chazal use that will show 49 ways to purify a sheretz. A sheretz is that which is tummy, which is impure. But the Yetzahara will show the person 49 ways in this situation why it's honest to deal with this person in such a way. And the truth is, it's all sheker. L'chein mi ha'ish ha'yari is dvar Hashem, person who is fearful of Hashem. Yikayim el binoscha al tishon. Don't trust your own intellect. What should a person do? Go learn the halachas of business. Go to a Talmud Chacham who knows these topics. Learn it yourself. The English Svarim, ask questions. And do not deviate from that which you are told to do, to be honest in business. So this is the chelik of Einos Mammon, that you have to make sure to be honest in business. And Yetz Hashem, the next year we'll discuss Einos Devarim, the topic of harming people with words, a different type of Einos.